Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Store Builders Podcast. I have another great conversation with Mr. Chris Lemma for you today. What we're going to be focusing on is if you're a store owner, an e-commerce store owner, or a store builder, eventually, after you've developed your store, you're going to have to fill it with products that your potential customers actually want. So today is all about a handful of sourcing models that you can use to not only generate that product inventory, but also make sure that they are products that your potential customers actually want, something that's actually going to be appealing to them. We're going to talk about a couple of popular formats as far as custom products versus white labeled versus just tapping into an existing directory of kind of generic products, but ones that have been curated for your specific audience. We're going to talk about how to quickly tap into those existing directories so that you can stand something up right away and begin iterating on that first version so that you can get to that product market fit, that sweet spot that we're always talking about. And then most importantly, we're going to talk about the criteria and considerations that you should be thinking about as you're evaluating a potential sourcing model to make the definitive decision for which one is the best for you or which one is the best for your client. That's all that we're going to be covering today. I'm really excited for you to hear this conversation. And as always, I'll be around at the end of the show to wrap up things with final thoughts and include any of the resources that we discuss. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Chris. I know you're going to love it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Store Builders Podcast. My name is James Sowers, and I'm joined, as always, by Mr. Chris Lemma. Chris, how are things going on your end?
I'm doing good. It's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. And looking forward to the conversation we have today, which is all about e-commerce sourcing models and figuring out which one is right for you and your clients. So I think the best place to start for the listeners at home who may or may not be familiar with what's available out there is just the different types of sourcing models. When we say that, what we really mean is you have this store and you need to get products from somewhere. You're either making them yourself or you're tying into some kind of marketplace where you can drop ship. So let's talk about what's available to people out there as far as getting products into their store.
It's great. So the thing is this, right? If you're a software developer, if you're a freelancer, an agency, if you're building stores for people, people will often show up saying, I have this great idea for a store, right? I want this store. And you go, great. And then the very next question you ask them is, so tell me about your products, right? And they're like, no, I heard I could create a store without having all the products, right? Or I thought I could create a store and create the product. And so as you dig into that, you realize there's really two kinds of customers that you have to think about when you're recommending solutions. And it's understanding those two kinds of customers will impact how you think about what solutions you want to look at. So one kind of customer is the one who says, listen, I want to build a store with other people's products. I want to sell pre-finished, pre-created products that whether it's bracelets or it's hovercraft or whatever, I just want other people's stuff. And I just want to, and in fact, I would love if I didn't have to worry about fulfillment, right? If I could just collect the orders and ship it out and you go, okay, that's one model. The other is I want to create custom products that are pre-existing products with my customization, right? Which is different, right? Because now you're not talking about, I want to sell the latest, you know, jewelry or the latest watch. You're saying, oh, no, I want to sell a mug or a t-shirt or poster or something, but with my slogan on it, right? Last year in the middle of politics and Congress and testimony, someone said, nevertheless, she persisted. And then suddenly someone went and created a t-shirt that said, nevertheless, she persisted. That t-shirt didn't exist before. So it's not like you could have gone to someone and said, hey, I want to source that product and then sell it ever. It's being created by you deciding what color shirt and maybe who the manufacturer of the shirt is, and then taking your slogan or your design, right, and putting it on and then shipping it out, right? I think overnight, the guy who created or one of the first people that created that t-shirt sold thousands, right, when he went to sleep because he had plugged it into Teespring and was just like, I put it up there, then I put it on my site or put it in social, and who knew it would happen, right? So two different models, right? One model is someone else's product that's just getting delivered, and the second model is a co-created or co-designed product where you're customizing something pre-existing and then getting that out, right? Two different models. And how your customer tells you what they want and how you hear that will then impact the kind of choices that you're thinking about. Now, I will say this. There's a lot of people out there that have been told or have been shared with the promise of, hey, just drop shipping. Just drop shipping will solve it all, right? And when you hear drop shipping, what you're talking about is that first case where you go, oh, I can connect up to someone's catalog. I can pick the catalog items, put it into my store, have people buy it, and have that vendor automatically package it and ship it to the customer because my store sends the data to them and then they do the automatic fulfillment. And that means I don't have to do anything and it's super fast and easy. And you go, yes, except, right? In order to win that game, when everybody is selling the same thing, right? You're going to have to get creative. So imagine you're selling the blue sweatshirt that's super soft, but 10,000 other people are selling the blue sweatshirt that's super soft. Then the question is, who has the most marketing budget to buy the most Facebook ads to be the one that they see versus you, right? And then you're like, I made a store and it didn't work, right? If you're a store builder and a customer comes in and says, I want this, I want to use this stuff. One of the challenges you have to push back on is, well, do you have an infinite marketing spend or do you have a strategy for how you're going to do it? Because choosing Oberlo or AliExpress or any of these guys, right? That'll solve the technical part. It won't solve the marketing part, right? And you may think, well, my job is just to make sure it exists, right? But really, when you're building stores that are businesses. And that means you're building stores and businesses that function, that succeed. And to that end, you want to make sure that you understand what's going on. So with that, when you're looking at one of the options, right, you can go to Oberlo.com and you will find that they have a very, very simple system, right? Like I mentioned, you can pick the products that you want. You can bring those products in. You can say, okay, you can go through and you can look for products. You can see which products are featured that they're recommending to you, but you can pick these products. You can get them in your store, right? And you can deal with, right? And you can evaluate how you want to process the shipping settings, right? You bring that into your store, get it configured, and then it goes out. Here's the problem though. Amazon has kind of hosed it for us. And this, I want to be clear, this is not an Oberlo problem because if you use AliExpress, same kind of thing, you can go to AliExpress.com and you can take a look at the ridiculous quantity of products that they ship, right? That you could put on your store. And you go, oh, there's plugins for this, connect it into my store. And again, pick the products you want, put them in your store, make them available, let customers come buy them. The challenge is, of course, there's no exclusivity dynamics here. Anytime you get stuff put on, right, your store or the store you're building for a customer, your customers' competitors can put the same products on there. The other dynamic is we've all been spoiled as consumers by Amazon, right? When you've been spoiled by Amazon, you tend to think of things like, can I get it in a day or two? That's not what's going to happen, right? If you're working with a vendor who's going to ship it from another country and it's going to take 14 days to get to you, there are customers who are going to be like, oh, no. I mean, I was browsing through this, then I got to your shipping and it went 14 days. So the challenge is not the partners, right? You can use Oberlo, you can use AliExpress. There are some others and you go, okay, this is interesting. ShipBob has a whole nother plan, right? So ShipBob, two words put together with no space, right? And you can look at those guys and their model is a little different, right? Because they're trying to get fast shipping, right? Fast shipping. They're trying to solve the Oberlo or AliExpress with, let's figure out how to choose these things to get shipping faster. But the problem at the core is when you're working with often fulfillment partners from another country and it's going to take a long time to ship, you're going to have customers struggle with buying those products. So those are two options in that first category. Let's jump to the other category that runs way faster, right? Or can run way faster if you're using the right partners and everything else. That's when you're creating products. And actually, before I get to that second part, here's where the first group, where it does work. Not when you're trying to create a big product catalog, but when you're running a regular site. So if your customer has a very high performing blog or marketing site that talks about all sorts of fitness or coaching or psychology, if you have a regular blog that's doing tremendous amount of traffic, and then you create a store with three products, like now it's the fact that you've hand chosen very specific products to your space, then people will wait 2 weeks. They'd wait 6 weeks. They'd wait 20 weeks, right? Because it's the right product in connection with the rest of the stuff you're offering and that you're recommending. And then the right gym bag or the right calculator or the right whatever makes sense. So that first group can work. It just works a lot better when it's tied to the rest of what a company is doing and not just a big, I have a store, because people can just go look at other stores for that.
Right. So you need that existing authority and that trust you've already built up through educating them about the niche. And then when you kind of plug the product, they already trust you and they say, I'm willing to wait 2 weeks because Chris said this is great and I trust him.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly right. And that model does work, right? So if you're in men's fashion and you write a men's fashion blog, right? I was just looking at one of these blogs last week. Great men's fashion blog, all this great content over and over and over again. And then you click on store and it has one wallet, right? One belt. And you're like, yeah, but of course, like everything they've described, they've been picking on all these things over and over again, right? And now I come over here and they have one pair of leather boots and you go, yeah, I've read so many articles that now I want those boots. And if they tell me these leather boots are going to take 2 weeks to get here, I'm like, I don't care. I want the leather boots, right? So in that authority driven dynamic, right? Working with a partner can be very, very helpful, even if they're remote and will take a while, because the authority is what carries that trust dynamic. So that's on the one half, right? For stores that are, when you have customers that are showing up and saying, hey, I want a store and I have this idea and I want to just get this going, right? There is a great way to do that with platforms, right? With Shopify, with WooCommerce, right? Great way to integrate it with someone who's going to not only create the product, you know, fulfill the product, they're going to produce the product for you, but they're going to also ship it, right? And that you look at models more like companies like Printful and companies like Scalable Press. Printful is just print and F-U-L. Scalable Press is two words, scalable and press, P-R-S-S, pulled together, right? And both of them have this model, right? The original models were just like the technology to print on material, right? Now some of these are going to embroidery as well, custom stitching. So you have some options there, right? And you can look at each of their catalogs, right? Each of their catalogs are a little different. But when you look at these catalogs, right, you have things from t-shirts to sweatshirts, you have hats, you have beanies, you have tote bags, backpacks, right, iPhone cases, posters. So you get a lot of different options. But in this case, you go to that store and you upload your designs, right? You upload the Nevertheless She Persisted, or it might be a logo, right? And you put the logo there and then you say, okay, put this logo on these products, these sites, whatever. And then it will do a connection back to your e-commerce platform and load the products up. And then the beautiful thing is it'll integrate taxes. It'll integrate shipping costs. It'll integrate stickers or change the label on the actual invoice or change the sticker on the box. You know, you can give that to them, give them what they want to print. They'll print that and they will take care of not only the order processing, you collect money, but then they'll charge you back, but they'll also ship everything. So you literally don't have to do a thing, right? Other than create the designs and then publish it over to your site. So that's a second model. And when you have a customer who says, I have this idea, I want to do this, and they're more in that realm, like I have these designs and I want to take these designs to market. Oh, it could not be easier and faster to really create kind of a custom store using someone like Printful or Scalable Press. And the beautiful thing is when you're just getting started, right? When you're working with that customer and the customer says, because we hear this all the time, right? You're talking to the customer and the customer says, yeah, but I don't know if I like that hat, or I don't know if I like that shirt, or I don't know if that shirt's soft enough, right? You can go straight into their platforms and say, okay, send me a sample, right? And it'll be a significantly discounted product, but they'll ship it to you so that you can go, oh, this is softer than I thought, or this is sized the way I thought. And yes, now I'm ready to put it on my store.
Yeah. So in those two models, it almost sounds like the first model is really built on that authority and trust that we talked about. But the second model is better for a client that maybe their value proposition to their audience is the brand and the messaging they have. I have this brand and this personality to what I do that people love. And I want to start putting that on products or use that to create products that are unique to me. And I want to put those products in front of my audience. So that sounds like maybe that's one of the determining factors that a store builder would have when they're talking to a client, but which way to go?
Yeah, exactly right. And I can't tell you, right, the number of people who have, again, blogs and are, you know, websites, courses, physical regimens, something, right? And they have enough brand equity and you just look at them and you go, so how do people carry your brand around? Like how do you offer hats or t-shirts, whatever? And they're like, no, I never have. You know what? It's all e-commerce. It's just too complicated, right? And you go, it doesn't have to be, right? When you look at someone like Printful, when you integrate it to your store, you will charge the customer, right? So let's say you set the price of the t-shirt at $20. You'll charge $20. The order will go through automatically in the background to Printful. Printful will charge you whatever its cost base is, right? So let's say $14. And so it'll go like you get in 20, you pay 14, and you keep the six difference. At Scalable Press, you collect the 20, they ship the product, end of the month, they invoice you for however much they sell. So you also keep potentially a little bit of the benefit of holding that money in your account a little bit longer, right? You don't have to put your brand as the main part of the shirt, right? Fitness, right? And, or let's say you weren't in fitness, but you were a blogger that did reviews of diets, right? And so you create a t-shirt that says, this year is my cheat year, right? And people who know cheat days, right? They would immediately grasp this is my cheat month or this is my cheat year. So they would laugh, right? But then you have right below it, you have the website or the logo for the website, whatever, right? And now people are like, I want that shirt. Where do you like, and now you're sending that, this is exactly what, you know, an alternative to your Facebook ad, right? You're sending the traffic to the website person by person. Like they see it because they're like, that's a funny design. I like that. Oh, here's it. I go and they go, they take a picture, they go look it up. Now they buy the shirt. Now they're proselytizing the same message, right? And all the while you're like, and I'm getting paid for this, right? So it's a very, very powerful model when you, even if you're just getting started as a store builder, and if your customer is just getting started in e-commerce, right? Creating a branded store where they can just buy products that have the brand can be a very easy first step into e-commerce.
Yeah. And I think that's really the teaching point here. The learning point is that regardless of which of these two paths you end up going down, there is a easy to use solution for either one. And gone are the days where you have to go hit the street and knock on doors and try to find a manufacturer and a fulfillment and storage and inventory management software and all that. It's all kind of packaged up for you. And whatever you decide is the right path, you can get something spun up today, probably, or at least over a weekend. You can be off and running and iterating and improving and trying to grow that. So, you know, I think that's the good news here. And I think really what we want to make sure that we go into is how do you talk to your clients and evaluate the different criteria that might help you make the decision between which platform, which sourcing model, and which platform might be right for you and your client?
Yeah. So the beautiful thing is, if you're using a large and known e-commerce platform, right? And so the two that I punt to often as two slightly different models, one is a platform and one is a DIY product. But if you're using WooCommerce or Shopify, for example, you will be able to go to Printful or Scalable Press, for example, and they will have the connectors, right? The API calls to do it so that as a store builder, you're like, oh, this is easy. They gave me the instructions. I set it up and I'm done, right? Like, so that's the good news. It's really easy to do that. And in the Oberlo or the AliExpress, right, there are plugins, there are code bases that you add in or sites that you connect to do that as well. So from a developer, if you're talking to a store, if I'm talking to your store builder and saying, hey, do you need to be scared of this, right? The good news is you do not, right? So there is not, unlike other things, if someone said, I want to create a whole B2B marketplace inside of either of those platforms, you're like, oh, this is going to be a lot of development work. But if you're a store builder who's looking at sourcing products, alternative model to getting stores started, whether you're using Overflow or AliExpress, or whether you're using Scalable Press or Printful, the reality is this is lightweight on you. So the real thing you spend time on here is not the technical underpinnings of this. The real dynamic is talking to your customer and understanding, tell me what you're trying to do. Now, the kind of person says, I'm authority and I want to create, you know, I want to sell a couple products that are tied to that authority. You go, now, the things you're trying to sell, are they things you can find on another store? Like, you're talking about a watch? Are you using your authority to isolate the specific product that you want to sell? That authority helps you make the selection among thousands of watches. This is the one I recommend. Are you doing that? Or are you saying, actually, I want to create a hat and I want my brand, because I'm an authority, on the hat, right? So as an authority, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to filter out and get your unique product? Or as an authority, are you trying to leverage your brand, right? That's if you're an authority. If you're not an authority in a particular space, you're not writing an authority blog, you're like, I'm just popular, right? Like, I have a product and I wouldn't say I'm an authority in fitness, but my little fitness calendar, right, seems to work, or my calendar app or whatever. Like, these things just work. And you go, okay, but you have a strong brand. Okay, do you want to? And again, do you want to filter out and get to a core product that you recommend because of your audience? Or do you want to leverage your brand to create a product? You notice the question is the same in both cases. It's just how you start that off. Some customers will say, I sell blenders. This is what I do. And you go, great. If you sell blenders, what about all these accessories to blenders, right? Can you go create a little store that has a bunch of accessories? Or I have a buddy of mine who runs a hiking group. And you're like, yeah, but they need a backpack and they need a hat and they need a water bottle. Like, you can go and isolate these and put your logo on it, or you can put, just get, pick this one, this one, this one, sell it on your store, right? Or you can go create branded product.
I think really what we're talking about is, once you have that strategic discussion with your client and you figure out what business outcome do you want to generate from standing up an e-commerce store, then I guess some of the next things would be a little bit of those logistical items. Like you said, you can get a sample and make sure the product quality is where you want it to be, and look at those shipping times and look at maybe the selection of products that they have and make sure that they have those three items that that authority figure is trying to recommend. So that might be the final decision factor. And then as far as the integration goes, like you said, it's lightweight. You don't have to worry about development time or any kind of technical concerns as far as plugging these things in. They're really something that you can spin out in a day. And a lot of times they provide a lot of the creative for the products as well, like product images and descriptions and specifications. They kind of port those over for you. So you really can deliver outstanding results for your clients in a day or two and really look like a seasoned expert, as long as you do that front end work to figure out what the final outcome your client's looking for is.
That's exactly right. And I will say there's a caveat. There's a third kind of person who says, oh, I build my own product. I have my own stuff. And of course, we won't go into it here really long, but just to say, Shipped by Bob and Amazon Fulfillment are both players that play in that space that are trying to do the, we'll store your stuff, we'll hold your stuff, and we'll do the fulfillment and ship it out so that we can get that tight turnaround, you know, to 1 or 2 days, right? To compete with what essentially Amazon has set as a standard for everyone, right? If you build your own products, you can ship it to, get it all over to Ship Bob or get it all to Fulfillment by Amazon. And you have another way to integrate stores to do that. It's slightly different because that's, you have your own product, and we spent a lot more time because the point of this session is to talk about sourcing products, right? Those two play a little bit different, but you may be in a place where you've sourced and gotten everything in bulk. And then you're like, great, let me go put it to one of these guys so that I can get out of it and just let those guys handle automatic fulfillment.
Perfect. So I think we covered just about everything that you could ask about sourcing models today. I mean, we talked about this authority model where you're kind of curating and making recommendations to an existing audience. And then we talked about the more customized model where it's your brand, your voice, your message that your audience already knows and loves. And you're taking that and kind of productizing that and putting that into items, tangible items that they can purchase and bring into their own possession and use it to promote your brand. And then we talked about some of the platforms like AliExpress, Overflow, Printful, and some of the ways to quickly make that decision and find out which one's right for you and integrate it with the platform. So, man, I think that's just a ton of value we delivered for our listeners today, Chris. And thank you so much for your insight. Is there anything that you want to leave folks with? And otherwise, we'll look forward to the next episode, and I'm sure we'll have something great for them then.
Well, I think the biggest deal is to test it out, to try it out, right? If you're a developer, and I talk to store builders all the time, who are like, well, I just didn't know. Like, I didn't know if that would work or how that would play out. I'd say in the last 2 or 3 years, I've helped probably 100 developers create sample Printful stores, right? And then they're like, oh my God, this was so crazy. And you go, yeah, because it was that easy, right? We took an image, uploaded to Printful. They will automatically create your sample product images, right? For your website. So we just upload the image, pick the product color size. It loaded all into, say, WooCommerce. And then it was there. And then we said, here, let's go buy one. And then, you know, a handful of days later, I was wearing the shirt, right? And they're like, this is insane. So my encouragement to store builders, right, is try it out, right? Test it out before your customer ever shows up, right? Try it out so that you're comfortable and you realize, oh, the fear factor here is mostly just my unknown. And when I get rid of that, I'm able to have a good conversation with my customers.
Perfect. And so I think if nothing else, go back and listen to this episode, take some notes, check out the show notes for the links to the resources and take action and get comfortable with it so that when a client comes calling, you have that confidence and expertise to deliver on their expectations and just go above and beyond. So Chris, thanks so much for your time today. We're going to wrap it up there and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next one.
Take care.
Yeah, take care. Bye. Folks, so there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Mr. Chris Lemma about sourcing models for e-commerce stores here in 2018. We talked about two of the primary setups for how you would source these products. The first being that of the curator, where you have a platform with people who have a shared or common interest, and you are basically curating the best products for people who have that interest. So let's say that you run a men's fashion blog, and you would be curating a store for the best watch, the best loafers, the best chinos, whatever the case may be, the best hair products. And you're taking someone else's product, you're curating that into a highly vetted selection of materials and products, and presenting that to your existing audience and letting them make their purchasing decision based off of that. And then the second model would be where you are actually producing custom products that are designed specifically for your audience. And this is one that is much more prevalent among somebody that has an established brand, and then you're slapping something like your logo, your phrase, some kind of inside joke or some kind of common reference that's made for the people in your specific audience who trust you and already know and like and trust you. So those are the two common models we talked about. We also talked about some of the tools and the plugins and the directories that you can use to quickly get tied into a store platform and put together an inventory of products that people could start to buy. And then beyond that, actually handle the fulfillment and the distribution of those products to your customers. So just a handful of things that we talked about. We've got ShipBob, Printful, Scalable Press, and Oberlo, and we've covered a bunch more. I'm sure they'll all be documented in the show notes. And then finally, we talked about some of the criteria that you're going to want to consider whenever you're trying to make a decision about what is the best option for you or for your client. And those are things like quality, shipping time, price points. We also talked about the diversity of the selection. All those things are factors that you should be considering when determining which one of these paths is the best for you or for your client. So I think there was a wealth of information in the conversation we had today. And as always, we're going to link up all of these resources in the show notes. So if you're looking for a way to quickly get to one of the products or the directories or the communities that we recommended, then you can go ahead and go to the show notes and we'll have that all linked up for you. So as always, thank you so much for listening. Your support means the world to us, and we'll be back to you with another great conversation about an e-commerce related topic in the next episode. Until then, take care and drive on.